3. The Path to DMT. Psychedelic drugs, meditation, and the pineal gland. The notion of Hebrew Bible prophecy is a model for the DMT experience and for the Western psychedelic drug experience in general, started forming in my mind several years after completing my drug studies in the mid-1990s. That research project represented the culmination of a decades-long interest in the biology of spiritual experience that began during my undergraduate training in the late 1960s. In these next two chapters, I trace the impetus for my research, its intellectual, biological, personal, and spiritual backdrops, the data that the project generated, and how those data forced me to search outside my pre-existing models for more adequate ones. That search ultimately led to the Hebrew Bible and its notion of prophecy. Altered States of Consciousness, East Meets West. During the middle of the 20th century, two powerful mind-altering technologies burst upon the West. One came from the West itself, and the other from Asia. Both provided reliable and widely accessible methods for profoundly altering human consciousness. The Western side of this coin brought forth the psychedelic drugs, especially LSD. The other produced Eastern meditation practices, particularly those of Hinduism and Buddhism. Psychedelic drugs. The term psychedelic means mind-manifesting or mind-disclosing. When it qualifies the word drug, it refers to a family of chemical compounds that regularly occasion a unique constellation of psychological effects. These effects include seeing visions, hearing voices and other information-bearing sounds, feeling intense emotions, both positive and negative, experiencing unusual thought processes and novel insights, and undergoing changes in the sense of self. Several other names exist for these substances, examples of which are LSD, mescaline from peyote cactus, psilocybin from magic mushrooms, and DMT. The traditional medical legal term is hallucinogen, although this is overly restricted.